everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby you on know, baby
drop, ain't nobody drop shit. Let's go, ha! I need it. Some bobby.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with my mob watch it swerving. That whip had it in it.
Back here on 790, the Ticket, Zach Duarte, Brian Monroe, Rashad Butler, Vlad Muisant. My favorite song.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Who is it?
He's going to look.
The baby.
Yeah,
because you look.
Screen.
Yeah, you look.
I looked. I already knew.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I saw you.
Is it there? Sometimes it's not even on the screen. Yeah, it's the baby. Huh?
The lion ass is right there on the screen.
Yeah.
But sometimes not on the screen.
The baby.
It says it right there.
I know, but sometimes they're not on the screen.
Right, but he asked you, it's right there on the screen.
And he
said
looked.
No.
Yeah.
I hadn't looked when I said the baby.
Really?
I don't believe that.
The baby. The baby.
Like, I believe you knew who that was.
Where is he from? How about this?
I don't know where he's from.
Charlotte, North
Why would
Carolina.
I know that. Good grief. You hear Tools going in concert, man? It's going to be so awesome.
You're going?
Hell yeah.
Where's it at?
American Airlines Arena.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah, I'm going.
How do you go from Wizazz? The baby to the Tool?
Wizazz?
Wizazz. So it's so funny. I think I told you this yesterday.
Uh-huh, you did.
So I came yesterday to do the 1-3 show,
mm-hmm.
and Zazz and Amber on the air, which, by the way, everybody greeted me with, what the hell are you doing here? Instead of, hi. You know? Like, oh, what? I can only work the night shift. So I come in to say hi to Amber, and Zazz goes out of the studio. He's like doing his thing at the water fountain or whatever. And the segment starts back up. And so Amber's like, get on the mic. And I'm like, okay. So I come into Zaslow's seat. And on the computer is like the screen on Ticketmaster where you go to buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
With like the layout of the arena.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, Zaslow's buying Tool tickets. Maybe he can buy me one too. And then Zaslow goes, get out of my seat. Yeah, okay. My bad, bro. My bad you weren't here on time for your job.
So, ooh.
You know.
Listen, that still must have been a weird car ride. With you two, huh?
I can imagine. Actually went pretty well, cause like you know.
Because you two to me just seem like polar opposites.
Not at all. No, me and Zazzle listen to a lot of the same music genre.
Uh huh.
And we both like a lot of the same TV shows and movies and stuff. So.
Well, I guess I never seen you two.
Plus, I've known Zazz for like a decade.
Yeah, but yeah. I guess me personally, I've never seen you two converse.
Okay.
Here.
No. We've
at the studio.
Yeah, like I've talked to Zazzle plenty, and don't forget Zazzle. used to have my Netflix password.
I didn't know that.
That was a big deal at the station.
Okay.
It was like, what the hell? Zaslow has Zach Duarte's Netflix password?
What kind of relationship you guys have, man?
Yeah, what y'all been doing?
You know, Netflix passwords? What's going on here?
Was it Netflix? Or it might have been Hulu. I can't remember which one.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, and it was like, and at that point, I was still part-time at that point. So,
yeah.
I was like, what the hell is Zaslow doing getting a Hulu password from Zach Duarte? You know? So We're good buddies.
You still got it?
But no, somebody else pays for it now. So like my friend pays for it and I pay for this or whatever. So.
Oh,
because okay. with all the streaming platforms, right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
It wouldn't make sense for you and a group of friends to like each get one.
I agree.
Disney
I like that.
Plus, Netflix, HBO Now. If you're Brian, you just get the whatever the hell it's called.
It's Fire a package Stick. Though, right?
Huh?
Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the thing called again?
What, off of Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Roku?
No, the program.
Oh, why am I drawing a blank right now? Dang.
Cody. There we go. Cody.
Ah, love the Cody.
Yeah. There's a couple of them.
Yeah. I could just do the Brian Monroe route with the Cody.
That's the way to go.
Stream it, baby.
Now I'm going to have the FBI knocking on my door because he just said that on air.
Remember yesterday with Dan Day, I'm the snitch?
Yeah.
We were talking about the David Ortiz, Mike Fires thing yesterday.
Yeah.
And Dan Day was playing Tool songs. Which we didn't have any Tool songs in the system. I'm like, how are you getting these songs?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, why snitch, man?
No.
No. He didn't snitch.
But he goes, if I'm not here tomorrow, you know why.
Yeah. And then both of us said, yeah, Zach would be the snitch.
Yeah.
Because I'm not snitching.
Well, we already clarified that.
I'm not snitching.
We clarified that already.
Well, Dan Day was still here today. So.
He was.
He was still here today. Oh, my goodness. That was funny. But, yeah, no, me and Zaslow, we cool, man. We cool.
Okay.
Zaslow's my dog, man. You know, he borrows my Netflix password when he wants. How about this? At the Heat Legacy event,
mm-hmm.
right, his son was there, and his son was hungry.
Uh-huh.
So he had me take his son to go get food.
Oh, nice.
See?
Okay.
See?
All right, Mr. Doubtfire.
See?
Mr. Doubtfire. I like that one.
Level of trust between Zaslow and I.
Okay.
Level
You're
of trust.
His nanny, bro.
Dang.
I'm his nanny. He's my ride to Orlando.
Go so. Get my food,
go
man.
Get my, go yeah. get my son food, boy.
I feel bad for him. Right.
He's going to be bringing me something on Friday, too.
Oh, some crown. Right.
Did you hear about that bet?
Yeah. Okay.
I still owe you guys.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that. Yeah.
I was going
to say, bro. I forgot about that.
Somebody else has light in the pocket, too, now.
Yeah, I haven't forgot.
You did forget, actually.
Well, no, listen, one time I did. Too. But now, listen, he brought that up. I said, hold on. Don't you owe us? Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to stay on top of me for that there, man.
Whoa. Hey, listen. Pay up your bet, bro. Thursday night, we're doing a roundtable.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Forgot about that.
Hey, listen. There's a time frame. If not, then Vinny will be coming to visit you. I'll say
take
that.
A kneecap. Take a kneecap.
Vinny's my baseball bat.
You see Casino. Listen.
What's the name of the company that makes baseball bats?
You seen Casino, right?
Yeah.
Louisville Slugger?
Yeah.
My friend Louisville Slugger's going to pay a visit.
Exactly.
My friend Vinny. The baseball bat is named Vinny.
Your brother.
Yeah, man, that's perfect right there. Thursday. Pay up the bet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can have a good time.
I'll think about it.
No, don't think about it.
Cause
it's
Brian,
almost cut to a month.
It looks like Brian and Rashard have some Louisville Sluggers in the back of their cars.
I keep one there.
Speak to you.
Just in case.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay.
679.
Like Bam Adebayo said, I'm about that life.
67974 is where you could text in the show. Let's go ahead and get you your headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Miami Heat are off after an embarrassing loss last night to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Heat are struggling to hold on to the number 4 seed. They have a half game lead over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat will get back in action tomorrow night when the Heat start the first of a 5-game homestand that features the likes of Minnesota, Dallas, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and Orlando. Then the Heat will go on the road for 2 games against New Orleans and Washington, and they'll come back home for 3 more. So 8 of the next 10 games at home, where the Heat are 23-3, and only 2 games in the next 10 on the road, where the Heat are 13-18, I believe.
Yeah. Terrible.
The Heat are almost to the point where they cannot be 500 at home on the road anymore. So a couple more losses.
They just have to go 9-1.
Yeah, they just have to go 9-1.
The Heat are 13-18 on the road.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So if the Heat lose 3 more games on the road, they will officially finish the season under 500, which I would say would be pretty damn disappointing with how many bad teams there are in the Eastern Conference. Talking about Washington, Chicago, Charlotte, Detroit, New York, Atlanta, and Cleveland, you get about 2 games against each of those on the road. Ooh, man. Then you're talking about West, too. Golden State, Minnesota, Sacramento. The Heat have lost 2 out of 3 games against Sacramento, Minnesota, and Golden State, which are the bottom 3 teams out West. The Heat have lost 2 of those teams on the road.
How does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Remember when we thought that Timberwolves, that was, you know, that was a good loss, you know? Timberwolves are 16-40.
Jeez.
16-40. And the Heat had just beaten the Bucks the night before. Just beat the Bucks without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, there's some losses that don't make any sense with this team.
That was the Andrew Wiggins game. We're like, oh, maybe Andrew Wiggins turned a corner. No, he's lost 18 games in a row.
Listen, that's crazy that people are keeping track of that.
It's like the longest losing streak for a player ever selected number 1.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
18 games, because he's lost 18 games between being with Minnesota and now Golden State.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Woo!
It is.
That's rough. The Florida Panthers are back in action tonight. Puck drop is 9 o'clock as the Panthers take on the Arizona Coyotes. I hate when teams do the whole name change thing. They used to be called the Phoenix Coyotes. Okay?
It's not a whole state now.
I'm still getting used to the Las Vegas Raiders. I have, yesterday I messed that up on the show 4 times.
Yeah, you did.
I still call them the San Diego Chargers.
I mean, a lot of people do.
Because, they're still the St. Louis Rams.
No.
No.
I don't remember that one.
Even the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, right?
Okay, I like that, yes.
You know, the Tampa Bay Rays, that sucks. You know what's another one? The Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
Why do we take out Mighty? Why can't we be Mighty Ducks?
I think they got sued.
Whatever. Be the Feisty Ducks.
The Feisty Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real intimidating.
Oh, so it's a duck.
Well, just like the Pelicans. Woo. So scared to play you guys.
Yeah, I know. That was a pretty bad.
I heard that and I was like, when they released that, I was like, there's no way.
I did this. I went like this. And now the New Orleans Pelicans. I was like, I don't know about that.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know about that.
And they get, like, when they narrowed it down, it's like the top five. Like, Vlad, can you see if you can find when they were, like, narrowing down the team names for the Pelicans? Because there was a couple options. And I'm like, oh, hell no. It can't be a Pelican. Who is scared of a Pelican? And sure enough, it's like the state bird or something, right?
Yeah,
the state bird in New Orleans?
Correct.
We got to find that list of what the other options were, because that's a terrible team name. I mean, the logo's, it's okay. The logo's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. What are the, like, did FIU take out Golden? Isn't it just like FIU Panthers now?
Is it? I didn't know that.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to them. So.
Yeah, I don't either.
What about UCF? Are they still the Golden Knights?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Trash. Trash. We got anything there, Brian? Find it. Mm-mm. I gotta find that list. I gotta find the list of what the top five were before they narrowed it down to the Pelicans. We'll find that out for you here. Panthers will be in action tonight, 9 o'clock puck drop from Gila River Arena in Phoenix. Panthers are 2 points out of a playoff spot in the division, 4 points out of the final wild card spot. So. That's how. So, A, the Panthers division is weaker than a wild card spot, and the Panthers still don't have a playoff spot. Go ahead, Brian.
I got a little something.
Okay.
So, five possible new names for the team. The Mosquitoes.
What?
Oh, no.
I swear to you.
The New Orleans Mosquitoes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, that one was worse than Pelicans.
Bull Sharks?
Yeah. Nah.
That's like a minor league team name.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Swamp Dogs.
Oh, no.
That's also a minor league.
Correct.
Name, yeah.
Rugaroo?
Man.
Rugaroo?
These all suck.
And Pelicans.
Pelicans might have been the best one.
I agree. It was.
Man, what the heck?
What is a Rugaroo?
I don't know. Man. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right.
What?
Let me check it out. I got to Google this to make sure.
Even like Jumbo Shrimp is better.
I agree.
Because the Jumbo Shrimp can have like muscles, you know?
It is a legendary creature. In French communities linked to Europe, it's a fake monster.
No.
Rugaroo.
No, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
Nope. Those are all minor league baseball team names.
Might as well call that Bugaboo.
Yeah.
Like the song.
Those are all minor league baseball team names.
Sounds like it, right?
God.
Rugaroo.
Even the Pelicans is a minor league baseball team name.
Who
names your team the Pelicans?
Hey, listen, if that's the five names that came down to it as far as the animals, I think they won.
Yeah, but
that's,
I agree.
That's a terrible job, though, of like getting it down to the final five. What the hell was the top 10?
That was terrible.
What was the top 10?
Because I'm sitting over here, like, I'm trying to think of another, I guess, name or mascot that symbolizes New Orleans.
Oh,
and they filed trademarks for all those names.
Wow.
That was the five finalists.
Hold on. Someone said what? Bees?
Beads.
Beads?
Yeah. That's
the New Orleans Beads?
The New Orleans Beads.
Get out of here with that, man. You might as well call them New Orleans Breast.
Exactly. That's, right.
New Orleans Beads.
The New Orleans Beads, man.
Wow. No,
it's Fat Tuesday today.
It is Fat Tuesday today, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is. That's right. I
mean, people are going to be showing it.
It's going down over there.
That's second line music, man. Mm-hmm.
Just give me a beignet.
Here we go. A name that was once born by a minor league baseball team in New Orleans, Rugaroo, is a beast from Louisiana folklore similar to a werewolf, while Swamp Dogs appears to be a local slang term for alligators.
Swamp Dog.
Yep. Like a trash panda.
I wouldn't mind the Swamp Dog. That one's kind of dope.
A trash panda.
Trash panda's cool, man. The logo for the trash panda, you guys see that one?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. You know what a trash panda is, Rashad?
No.
It's a raccoon.
Raccoon.
Huh. Because
It looks like a panda and it digs in the trash.
So, I like that word.
Like, some team from Alabama named their baseball team the Trash Pandas, and it's a raccoon in like a trash can that's a rocket. Like he's like going to the outer space. Pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool. Man, minor league baseball logos are the best.
The only reason I know this, Rashad, is because Zach and I did a show one time all on minor league baseball teams.
Well, when it's the middle of July. And
yep.
Free agency is over. The NFL hasn't started yet, and the Marlins are 40 games under .500.
Reed, and get better material than talking about minor league baseball nicknames.
That was actually a pretty popular segment because a lot of people texted in really interesting minor league baseball team names.
They really did.
There are some really good minor league baseball logos.
I thought you were about to say there's some really sad people in this world.
Well, there are that too.
Yeah. Like, I would agree with that more than
there are that too.
Interesting.
I'm always looking at a good minor league baseball logo. Jeez. I got
there's
one on
some
my,
really good ones.
One on yeah, my head right now. A little baby cake.
Baby
right
cakes.
There. Little baby cake. This one's retired. Maybe the Pelicans can take this one.
I'm supporting our local team that's not doing so good right now.
Oh, the Panthers?
Vice colors.
Okay.
The Heat.
Okay.
LG.
It happens, man.
Okay. All right. Marlins Park will have an expanded role in the 2021 World Baseball Classic. They're going to have some games from the first round from March 14th to the 18th, the North American quarterfinals from the 19th to the 20th, and close with the semifinals and finals from March 21st to the 23rd. That's pretty awesome that Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman have been able to make sure that that event stays in South Florida, and they've done that by making sure that Marlins Park is not a joke with that stupid home run sculpture. Although the baseball team that plays there is still a joke, so. But maybe we'll.
No, hey,
no
listen.
Free, no free tickets from Zach.
Are they still undefeated in training right now? 4-0 maybe today? I know they were tied with the Astros going into the 8th. They were 3-0 going into the game.
Did not know that.
I bet you anything the Marlins were like one of the better preseason teams last year, too.
Hey, man, we're trying to give them some hope around here. Hey, they won 7-4, so that means they're 4-0.
Hey, did they trade Zach Gallen again?
Ooh. That was your boy.
Stupid trade. Stupid trade. Who trades a pitcher under team control for 6 years for a shortstop?
The Marlins.
Who does that?
Yo Chen Win?
That guy.
I mean, if they couldn't they couldn't trade that guy for a bag of Doritos.
Yo Chen Win?
They're still paying him.
He said for a bag of Doritos.
They're still paying him.
Oh, my God.
They're paying him $20 million.
Hey.
Yo Chen Win?
He's getting it.
Get that bread, boy.
God. I think he got a minor league contract somewhere.
That must be nice. Just sit at home and just... You know, you see that direct deposit come in. That must be nice, man.
That's where Bobrovsky's going to be in a few years.
Listen, I'm not mad at him, man.
I ain't mad at him at all. Oh, man, I would love to see cha-ching, and you look and you're like, yeah.
Yep. Direct deposit, still right on time.
You know who's got like that? Bobby Bonilla.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Man. That's the greatest life. Every year, $1.2 million is coming.
You know what?
Account.
For several years, your boy Gilbert Arenas had that. Remember that?
Man.
Yeah. God. No chill Gil, just sitting at home, just... collecting a check, man.
Be nice.
Last but not least, let's talk about this in the next segment here. The Giants have said they are open for business for the number 4 pick, convoluting even further the Miami Dolphins' chances of getting Tua Tagovailoa. Let's talk about that next roundtable here on 790 The Ticket.
Looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body ain't tight, see me making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? When you find out today, girl, then I'm gonna see tomorrow. When you fulfill my fantasy, because you know I give you love and shade like an arrow. When you gonna give it up to me? So fuck it up there, so fuck it up there. Cause I wanna be the one that's really gonna up it up and mock it up and rock it up there. So what is up, yeah, you know you got the vibe. And I'm here to develop and I swell up and double up, yeah.
Back here on 790 The Ticket, Zach Duarte, Brian Monroe, Rashad Butler, got Vlad Luis Sant on the other side. Taking you up till 10 o'clock tonight. Feel free to text in the show, 67974. So we mentioned there before we went to break about the New York Giants. Now, everybody had been talking about the Detroit Lions, right? Mm-hmm. The Miami Dolphins. I think we talked about this yesterday, Rashad. And now today, Dave Gettleman says that the Giants are open for business, according to Dave Gettleman. So, I as every day passes, it feels less and less likely that the Dolphins are going to end up with Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know why.
Explain.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to outbid themselves to trade up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a great feel for this. I'm kind of just winging this statement. But I don't think they're going to trade another first-round pick to move up.
Okay.
So, I don't know what another team's going to offer, but there are some quarterback-hungry teams, not just behind the Dolphins. You're talking about Las Vegas, who wants to make a splash.
Uh-huh. You're
talking about potentially Jacksonville, and both those teams have 2 first-round picks that they could trade up, and they'd be justified in doing that because they're later in the draft.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are at 5. The Jaguars are, like, at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the Raiders are at 12. Like, those teams would have to trade up 2 first round picks to move up to be in front of Miami.
So are you saying that it's safe to say Dolphin fans will be better off not really getting themselves tied to one player into a tongue of our load, just in case?
We should have learned that lesson.
That's true.
A long time ago.
Listen, mm-hmm. You're right. Dolphin fans should have, but
right.
I think all the buzz that's been around Tua Tagovailoa over the past year, I mm-hmm. think you can't blame Dolphin fans for getting tied to one player, but I think it's safe to say it's best that they don't, because you never know.
Well, what you can't do if you're the Miami Dolphins is do what you did last season and then deliver me Jordan Love. Like, you can't do that. You can't sell me on that. You can't sell the fan base on that.
On what? Jordan Love?
Yeah. You can't do that.
I think you can sell the fan base on Jordan Love more than you can on Justin Herbert, just because of Jordan Love has a higher ceiling.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
I don't think you can sell the fans on anybody but Tua.
Yeah, that's true, but I hear so much negativity about Justin Herbert just from fans in general. So I think that it would be, again, I agree, it's going to be a difficult sell either way, but I just think it wouldn't be as hard if you were to draft Jordan Love just because of the ceiling.
The ceiling, but number 5, and you're going to give me the ceiling?
Well, I don't think they would take him number 5.
I mean, there's talks about him going in the top 10.
Are you talking about Herbert?
No, Jordan Love.
Oh, God, don't take him at 5.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't take him at 5.
That's
I agree.
What I'm saying. Look,
that's like Daniel Jones all over again.
I just don't think it's that much to say, hey, give up your 26th pick and a 6th-rounder or a 5th-round and get a 4th back from the Lions to move up to number 3.
Yeah.
That's not that much to get a franchise quarterback, because think about it like this. You think the Chiefs care that they moved up to go ahead and get Patrick Mahomes?
Nope.
But the Chiefs were already in a position where they could – plug Patrick Mahomes in, and they're competing for a championship.
Well, he sat a year.
Yeah,
right, but they were still a playoff team with Alex Smith.
I get you, but they still moved up to get their franchise quarterback.
But they were in a situation where they're already playing. Like, they were that draft pick that they traded up from was like 26.
I get it, but here's the thing. You're still saying, like, it's a franchise quarterback. This team has so much cap space, so many picks, that you can say, if Tua Tagovailoa is that guy on our board, we evaluate him for the last 2 to 3 years, he's a generational quarterback, you go get him.
I agree.
You sit him out if you have to for a year. You get better on the offensive line, the defensive line, and you let Ryan Fitzpatrick do what he does. And then next year, you got 2 more first-round picks. Mm-hmm. He comes in, and you have your team to go around him.
You know what, Zach? I heard you say this months ago, and at the time, I somewhat agree with you, but I was like, I don't know. But you said you would be happy if the Dolphins came away with at least a quarterback and a offensive lineman.
But I also was coming from that from a position where I think that they will acquire more draft picks instead of pick 3 players in day 1.
Okay, but listen.
Because we talked about this yesterday, and I know where you're going with it. Yeah.
At this point, I think it would be a slam dunk if the Dolphins were to come out of the first round with a quarterback, potentially Tua Tagovailoa, and one of, I think, the 4 or 5 offensive tackles mm-hmm. that are out there, like, as far as floating around the first round.
Yeah, and I think Brian.
And again, I wouldn't be mad if that was the case. Honestly, to me, that is the smartest and best case scenario for the Dolphins, to come out of the first round with your franchise quarterback and potentially your franchise tackle.
Well, I think Brian and I discussed this too, because I think this was you and I, that we said that I will be right if the Dolphins end up trading back that last pick they trade back instead of use that last pick to trade up and draft somebody else. Because I think the Dolphins are going to make 2 day 1 picks and use that 3rd day 1 pick to trade back in the draft and get more draft picks. Maybe another 1st round next year. Maybe another 2nd round this year. We said my prediction doesn't hold water if the Dolphins use that last 1st round pick to trade up, like Rashad is saying, and get one of those left tackles. Because I think I would be happy with that scenario.
Yeah, I would too.
But I want the Dolphins to be the same. Hey, give me another 1st-round pick next year. Give me 3 first-round picks next year. Because if you are not able to get Tua, or if Tua is not able to be the quarterback that you need him to be, they're in the same position next year. You have 3 first-round picks to do whatever the hell you want. So that's why I'm coming at it from that perspective. I heard what you just said there, Brian. And I do this with the Daniel Jones. I understand. Oh, we got our quarterback. It doesn't matter. to me, the job of the general manager is to maximize the value of everything. And correct. If I was Dave Gettleman last year and I wanted Daniel Jones, I would have taken Josh Allen mm-hmm. or whoever else at 6 and then tried to trade back up from 17 to get Daniel Jones. Okay, I think no matter how well Daniel Jones pans out, that he failed. Because I, in my yeah. belief, nobody was drafting Daniel Jones at 7, 8, or 9.
But, hell no.
No, listen, I agree. But see, here's to me the dilemma that the Miami Dolphins are in. Because if you are so adamant about you don't want them to give up that last pick in the first round, if they stay put at number 5, the only quarterback that has value at that pick is Justin Herbert. And people will go, ape, you know what, yeah. if the Dolphins well, drafted well, what,
my
Justin
belief,
Herbert.
My belief is that the Dolphins don't have to trade another first-round pick to move up. That's my belief.
To number 3.
Correct. Mm. I think that the Dolphins, because they have more ammunition than anybody, can offer more than and offer Detroit the availability to draft whoever they want at 5. If Detroit trades back to 9, they're not getting Okuda.
That's true.
They're not
I
getting
agree.
The,
they're
like,
not.
Nobody else is has the leverage that Miami has in terms of assets to trade, but also to offer Detroit. You're going to get the same guy at 5 that you were going to get at 3. And
that's
true. I'll give you 2 more second round picks.
But Detroit can sit there and play hardball with Miami.
Right.
Because Detroit can say, well, again, if you don't give us that last, you know, first round pick, then you're not going to be at number 3.
Would you give then instead of the first round pick that you want to give
I'd
up?
Give them two second round picks.
I don't know if that's enough.
It took it for a quarterback? 3 years ago. It took the Jets from 6 to 3, 3 second round picks.
But yes, okay.
3 years
or 2
ago.
Years ago. Whenever
that's still
when,
2
whenever
years ago.
What's
three,
his name?
It was 3 years ago.
Okay. 3 years ago
and
to,
we gave
to this draft.
3 2 round picks. 3
3
okay,
second round
so,
picks.
Okay, okay, so are you talking about a second round pick in this year's draft and
sure,
a second round pick
care.
In next year's draft?
Have them all.
Because again, I still think that there's a lot of value in second round picks, and I'm not
like the second round pick is like 55 for the Dolphins. You know?
That's true.
It's the Saints second round pick.
Uh-huh. It is.
So it's like in the last
wait,
8
so,
picks.
So what you're saying is yeah, you have 5 picks in the top 50?
The top 55, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have another early third round pick.
Listen,
that's a lot of picks. That's your first 80 picks are Dolphins.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I agree with Brian. I think if Tua Tagovailoa is your guy, mm-hmm. you give up whatever you need to give up to get him, and you move on.
I just don't want the Dolphins to outbid themselves. That's what I don't want. And that's what I think the Giants did last year with Daniel Jones.
Okay, so
nobody was getting Daniel Jones in the top 10.
Okay,
nobody.
Okay, but you know what, Zach? If the Dolphins have to give up another first round pick to get Tua, I don't think a lot of people around the NFL would consider that like a they got finessed. Because if his medicals check out A-okay, which they have so far, and I think in this throwing session he's supposed to have on April 9th, if he knocks that out the ballpark, if the Dolphins have to give up their 26th pick to move it to 3, I don't think anybody in the league will look at that like, well, damn, the Dolphins got like finessed. Like, no, I mean, it's a like Tua. If Tua didn't get hurt, Tua would probably be like
the number one pick.
Hands down.
That'd be the interesting.
Yeah, like, hands down.
Who do you go?
But guys, can the Dolphins wait? If teams are making moves, if Detroit's willing to make moves, like teams are ahead of them and willing to make moves.
No, you can't wait.
You can't wait.
Not if he's your guy. If you evaluated him as your franchise quarterback, once a generational type player, you can't wait. But then again, we don't know what Chris Geer and how they view mm-hmm. the quarterbacks as far as where they have them in order. Is Tua Tagovailoa that much ahead of Justin Herbert? Because we keep hearing about how Chris Greer loved Justin Herbert and has been to his games the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where do they see him? That's the big question. Where do you see Tua?
But you can't mess up, Mr. Greer. You can't mess up with this.
Well, listen, it's to me, it's a little tougher than what it may appear on the outside, because when I hear Chris Greer talk, he talks about the metrics as far as a big quarterback, a quarterback with a strong arm. And that favors Justin Herbert. But then when I hear Brian Flores talks, he talks about the intangibles, a leader, someone that the team can rally around, and that favors
Tua.
So now you have somewhat of a conflict as, okay, the general manager likes this guy, but the head coach likes this guy.
And we all know who has the last say in that.
That's true.
The general manager.
That's true. But I just feel that if Tua's your guy, and if Tua goes out here and performs great on this April 9th workout, I just don't think, Zach, people around the NFL will look at it like the Dolphins got finesse if they had to give up one of their extra number one picks.
I guess the whole situation really depends on what does Detroit want.
Uh-huh.
Because
correct.
I don't think you can get Jeff Okuda at 7.
No, I don't either.
Right?
I agree.
And I think we talked about this yesterday again. If I'm the Dolphins and Detroit lets somebody else trade in front of me, who wants to trade up to 5 for Jeff Okuda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants Jeff? You give me another 6th-round pick. Yeah, you know, if it's a team close by, not if it's, you know, the 20th pick in the draft, but I guess it's, you know, and we're all speculating that Detroit wants Okuda.
Yeah.
It would make sense. Because, again, Brian, when you think about Detroit last year, it looks really bad in hindsight. But think about where they were when Stafford got hurt. They were 2-0-1. And they got screwed on Monday Night Football with the hands to the face game. They would have been 3-0-1, and Matthew Stafford is having a Pro Bowl year before he gets hurt.
And those next three losses, only one of them was by more than 3 points. And the one that was 3 points was to the Chiefs, and they lost by 1 point to the Packers. So it's not like they were bad.
And the crazy part about it, they were winning the majority of that game against KC.
And that's the crazy thing. You're talking about a team that literally one bounce, one bad call, where Taco maybe has one loss going into like game 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That's impressive right there. Matthew Stafford was, if you look at all his categories, top 5.
On first take, like, I trade Matt. What are you talking about? They were right there.
Yeah, they were.
They were doing so well before he got hurt. Like, no, run it back again. Run it back again. Add another corner. Add whoever you can at the number 3 pick. Yeah. And run it back again. I agree. Why would you trade Matthew Stafford for an unknown quarterback prospect? Like, I think it's Emmanuel Acho on Get Up. I'm like, that's the dumbest take ever. He's like, they should trade for Brady. Like, no.
Trade for Brady.
Matthew Stafford is so much – or, like, sign Brady. Yeah. I'm like, no, Matthew Stafford at this point in his career is 10 times better than Tom Brady.
Brady is either going back to New England or it's Las Vegas, man. It's one of the two.
It's looking like that right now.
Listen, and I'll put a bottle, I'll put whatever on that. It's either New England or it's Vegas.
That big of a take.
I mean, I was going to say, dang. Yeah. I mean, look, we'll all know about – next week.
True.
We'll all know after the draft. I mean, after Combine, because we know all the deals will be done by then. Listen, we talked about the Chargers at the beginning, but now it's looking more like, I just didn't think he would leave. Like, unless it was with a coach that he's coached with, why leave?
No, I hear you.
Literally, why put yourself in a situation where you're talking about younger players, don't know the system, have to start from scratch when you really only have 1 or 2 years left in your career?
But you know what, though? If you think about the situation in Las Vegas, he has some nice toys over there. I mean,
he's got nice toys.
Listen, he has an offensive line in front of him that is solid. He has a running back in Josh Jacobs. They'll probably go out and get one of these wide receivers with that 12th pick that they have?
Jerry Jeudy.
They got two. They got two first round picks.
They do. Uh-huh. But
By the way, who won that Khalil Mack trade now?
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Listen, I get where you're going.
You got two ones and a two.
But let's see.
And there was
three
or four games where Khalil Mack wasn't even in the stat category last year.
Let's see. But again, if they can land either Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb, or maybe even Henry Ruggs, and you pair him with like Tyrell Williams,
and don't forget the tight end they got there as well.
I mean, listen, those are some nice toys to play with for Brady, man.
And a brand new stadium.
Yeah.
Don't forget Hunter Renfro.
Yeah. Can't forget him.
Hey, man, slot receiver.
I'm going to forget.
Hey, he had more touchdowns.
No. Hey, listen, Vlad, don't, because, listen, he helped me out in my fantasy league late in the season.
he had more touchdowns than OBJ last year.
He did. That's facts.
That's facts.
That
right
is
there.
Facts, man.
And then what was it? Tyreek Williams was kind of hurt a lot of the year, too, wasn't
he? Tyrell, yeah.
Tyrell Williams.
Yeah, he was.
He was hurt a lot of the year, too. So, I mean, listen, they got some nice toys. They got a nice offensive line in front of them. Brand new stadium, and they supposedly already offered 2 for $60.
Yeah. Now here's the question: where does Derek Carr go? Does Derek Carr go to New England?
He's going to Tampa.
Nah, he might go to New England.
Yeah, I think that too.
He might go to New England.
Andy's going to New England. I think. Arians likes Derek Carr, and I think he's willing to let Jameis go.
Derek Carr over Teddy.
Yeah, because at least
we're playing quarterback
more
roulette now.
We are,
where does
right?
Jameis go? Where does Philip go?
I've seen Jameis, L.A. I think Philip retires.
No, Indy.
I think Philip retires, man.
No, he's an Indy, man.
I see him at Indy
too. His old ass can't handle that.
He's an, listen. That offensive line, and you got Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
And those receivers?
What receivers?
I mean, no, not Tyreek Hill.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. was getting hurt. It was pretty banged up last season.
Okay, and then if you draft one of the guys in the first round, let's just say they got Henry Ruggs.
Correct.
All right. Or let's just say they went and get CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can re-sign Eric Ebron
in
the run game, and that offensive line,
yeah,
you Gucci.
Great offensive line. And then you play in the dome
for 9 games because you got to factor in Houston plays inside. So you have 9 games in the dome.
Right.
I mean, listen,
what
type of quarterback does not like playing inside? Like no conditions to worry about the ball.
But he also played 8 home games in L.A. and he was still flucking those balls up in the air for people to intercept. He led second behind Jameis in interceptions?
Listen, I hear you. Listen, Jacoby Brissett, that's my boy. But
He ain't it. But if Indy wants to make that move, because, I mean, let's think about it. They really had Super Bowl aspirations until they, you know.
Andrew Luck. I agree.
So they played well. The running Marlon Mack showed that he's a legit stud as a running back.
Their defense is legit.
The defense is okay. It's okay.
Remember, they had some big injuries now.
That's Elite true.
Cooker was out for a lot of the time.
Which, what I'm saying, okay, you still got to
see. Darius Leonard went out for a 4 games, which is all pro linebacker as a rookie.
They still got to prove it.
Everyone's got to prove
correct,
it.
Correct, yeah.
I still think they could. If I'm Indy,
okay, so let me ask you a question. If you believe that Philip retires, who do you see going to Indy if you see any quarterback going there?
Jameis.
I'm not taking Jameis. I'd rather take Jacoby Brissett.
I agree, 100%.
I'd rather take Jameis.
For what, 30 interceptions?
Come on,
He got LASIK.
Oh, great. Oh, now all of a sudden he's going to see the other jersey that he's throwing too.
Finally.
I'm with Brian, man. Listen, I would take Jacoby over Jameis any day.
And where does Cam go?
Cam's staying put.
Yeah, he's staying put right now.
And so, unless they get some crazy offer, there's no way you're a new coach and you say, okay, this guy a couple years ago was MVP. He got banged up. But if he's healthy, I might have an MVP toy right here. That's what, $21
million?
So 22 rather, million?
19. 19,
so
let me ask
you 19 this. Yeah. Even better.
So you would rather take Teddy over Jameis right now if you're a team?
Teddy, all day.
Yes, I agree.
All day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. 5-0 sound
listen,
better to you?
Listen, you want to know why, Vlad? Because at that position, your main concern is a guy that protects the ball, that doesn't turn the ball over. And listen, I understand Teddy is like Alex Smith. He's a game manager. But at the end of the day, that can actually win you a lot of ball games with the right system because you're not turning the ball over.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next week, man. I can't wait for quarterback roulette. Isn't it crazy that in the AFC East, the Jets and the Bills have their quarterback situated and pretty much the Dolphins because Ryan's coming back for another season? But it's the Patriots who don't know who their quarterback's going to be next season?
Thank God for once, right?
Wow.
6-7.
If he comes back, they're still going to win it.
Well, pretty much.
6-7-9-7-4 if you want to get in on the show. We'll read some of your text messages on the other side. Get a little bit more into this quarterback situation next here on 790 The Ticket. Come on, man. I know LL Cool J.
Man.
You're terrible.
Terrible.
I know LL Cool J. He's from Deep Blue Sea.
Wow.
No.
That's the movie.
Hollis, Queens, man. What's
that's the movie you named for him?
Yeah, man.
Question. What is his real name? You know?
Oh, God. I know LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool James, right?
But that's not his real name.
I give him credit for at least knowing that.
Yeah, you knew that, but that's not his real name.
If you say it, I'll tell you if I knew it.
Well, you know
or
his first name, right?
I guess it's James.
Okay, now go.
I don't know his last name.
You're done.
What is it?
James Todd Smith.
Uh-huh. No, I would not have known that. I did not know that.
Yep, James Todd Smith.
Nope, did not know that. Someone text in. You guys could text in 67974. Is anyone giving Jalen Hurts a shot?
No.
Well, I will. Yeah, I'll give Jalen. He just got to be in the right situation.
Correct.
I agree. That's the thing with a lot of these quarterbacks that you see that have failed and been successful. If you're put in the right situation, and to me, Jalen, his situation has got to be go to a team that he can sit a year or two.
Yeah.
Learn the system, get caught up in the speed of the game, have a coach really hone in on his skills and help him with his skills as far as throwing motions and everything else, then he can be successful. But if you put him in a situation where all of a sudden you go to a bad team and now you get thrown into it, he's going to fail.
No, listen, I agree, because honestly, I think the only quarterback, in my opinion, that doesn't have to be put in the right situation is Tua Tagovailoa, in my opinion. But I think Joe Burrow, I think he has to be put in the right situation as far as offensively.
That ain't the Bengals.
Well, if you think about the Bengals, they run that Sean McVay type of offense.
Oh, no, system, he's gonna be good in the system. But the team?
Yeah. Because, you know, even with Justin Herbert, I know a lot of people have been down on Justin Herbert. I'm not so down on the kid like a lot of people are, because I just feel like with him, again, it's a scheme fit. Like, if he goes to the right system, then I think Justin Herbert can be successful.
I think Justin Herbert will be good. Uh-huh. I don't think he'll ever be elite. I don't know if we'll ever see him at a Pro Bowl.
Listen, I'll put him – if he goes to the right system, I'll put him in, like, the Kirk Cousins range.
Okay. I could kind of see that. Well, I don't even know that, because Kirk Cousins led the league in passing yards or offense for a couple years in a row while he was at Washington. I can't see Herbert doing that.
You like that, don't you?
I just can't. I mean, for me, he
has to. But that tier.
He has to kind of be in that spread RPO type game. Uh-huh. He can't just be drop back passer, because that's not him. He has to move around, kind of like what they did with Ryan Tannehill with the Titans, where they completely changed the game, give him a really good run game, and not force him or ask him to win the game.
I agree.
I think that's where he could be successful.
Yeah. No,
now,
I agree.
You mentioned a good name there, Brian, Ryan Tannehill. If not, if you're Tom Brady, right, don't you got to look at Nashville? That's a You got a running game. You got an offensive line. You got some talent receivers, Jonnu Smith, tight end, the kid from Ole Miss.
Oh, no, they got Brown, everybody there. Yeah. They're loaded. But here's the thing. Why move on from Ryan Tannehill, where he fits that scheme that you changed for him perfectly? Because there's a lot of running and motions in that offense. Tom Brady is not going to do any of that.
No, he's not. Yeah.
You're going to go back to a different game.
Correct.
That means you're going to have to bring another running back in, and more of a scat back, because he loves to dump it off. He loves to do the screen game a lot, where Derrick Henry is good at that, but you would rather have more of a scat guy with great hands.
And plus, I just think you have – a better long-term window with Ryan Tannehill than with Tom Brady. Because with Tom Brady, you're bringing Tom Brady in for, what, at least 2 years? And then that's it?
You hope it's 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, last year right now, you're looking at Tom Brady like, he was all right. He was good.
Yeah, because I think
– the NFL right now is, listen, instant gratification. They want that. If you can win a title now, they're not worrying about 3 or 4 years. Try to win that now.
But again, let's not forget, they were right at the doorstep this past year. Like it's one thing to me if they got knocked out in the first round, but they were right at the doorstep.
Right, and you're at the doorstep, and you'll probably knock that door down with Tom Brady than you will with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, Tannehill,
I'm sorry.
Patriots did get knocked out in the first round.
No. I was talking about Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Right.
Tennessee.
Well, that's because Derrick Henry goes, I'm about to earn my money. Get out my way. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Get out my way. I'm about to get this check, baby. It's just, to me, it's like I just tag Tannehill. I tag him and say, can you do it for another season? Mm-hmm. Can you be as successful as you were coming in to spell Marcus Mariota when you really didn't have that pressure going to the year? You were just like, okay, I'm a backup. When he messes up, I'm going to take the job over with.
Well, where does Mariota go?
He'll go to like San Francisco.
Listen,
be the backup, come in there, do some RPO game.
Vlad, I said this. To me, I think San Francisco is perfect, because I think Kyle Shanahan can use him the way Sean Payton uses Taysom Hill.
Yeah, just not as big.
Oh, not as big. But yeah.
Man, speaking of Taysom Hill, where'd that dude come off talking about give me some franchise tag money? I mean, franchise quarterback money.
His agent. That's all.
What is wrong with you?
I know, right?
Man, that's like agent telling these college kids, man, you're gonna be a first round pick, then you go undrafted. That's the same thing right now. Hey man, I can make you a franchise money quarterback. No, you cannot.
Listen, the one thing I would say to Taysom Hill, my man, Mohamed Sanu has thrown more career passes than you.
Facts. What's that, 12-9, right? Yeah. Something like that. Come on,
Taysom Hill.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. If I was him, I would – honestly, I would go ahead and enjoy being that, you know, pocket knife for the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton puts you in the best situation.
He does.
Drew Brees there. You're going to get touches all over the field. Get paid as a slash-type athlete for, like, a couple years, and then maybe you'll get some more quarterback attempts.
No, I agree.
Someone says LL Cool J was pretty good in SWAT as well.
He was.
Come on, man. Yeah. What about Any Given Sunday,
SWAT,
man?
Yes,
come on.
I agree,
Any
man.
Given Sunday.
That's the movie, Any Given Sunday.
And then if you want a funny thing, go to Jamie Foxx. I made the security about the joke that he says about LL and the fight that they got on at the set of Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
What about NCIS?
No, I don't watch it.
My parents watch
it. It's a white people show.
Yeah, my parents watch that.
It's too Caucasian.
I mean, I kind of like SWAT, the show that's on right now, though, which is very similar. I mean, I like Cold Case Files and all that stuff.
Okay, all right. We'll get you your headlines on the other side, update you on Jimmy Butler's status for tomorrow's game. We'll do that next. You're on the roundtable on 790 The Ticket.